Praise the Lord. Hello, precious saints in the Lord. I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Hubert from Mumbai, India, and we are gathered together for our daily devotion. I believe God will be even gracious as He's been with us throughout these past days, and as we once again take the honor to understand and recognize His Word, we commit ourselves in God's care and His loving arms in His mercy. Today, my friends, I would love to speak on the evidence of new birth or new life. Okay? We must have the evidence of new life. Now, before we actually get into it, let's read this text which comes in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16 and 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16 and 17. Wherefore, henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. May God honor and bless His word and bless each one of us, our hearts and our spirits, so that we may receive the newness of His life. The Bible clearly says that henceforth know we no man after the flesh. We do not know any person, or we keep no record of any person after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, you know, the features, the what he looked like or what he did and what kind of work that he accomplished, how he suffered under the hands of sinful men and how he was delivered and raised again from the dead. You know, the whole Christianity has a kind of a picture in their minds of how he appeared to be. But Paul says, that he says so clearly, yea, we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Today, if the Lord Jesus Christ is going to appear the second time without sin, no one would be able to identify him by his gestures of his first coming, by his works and by his any form of appearance. No one would be able to recognize him, because he is going to be here with us in the newness of life. So, as the words of Paul reminds us, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. And therefore, if any man be in Christ, now if anyone, and I believe we all are, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And I pray God may give us grace to understand His word and understand the message that God has brought for us this morning. Now, behold, you know, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. I wonder whether it is true with our spiritual life. He is a new creature. You know, most of the time and most of us and practically the whole of Christianity is living the very old life that what people are being. The children, the people, those who are born as in Christian families, they just live the same old life. And even so, like we may for a little moment of time, we may think, okay, we are now spiritual. We have received a special grace. We are now in Christ. We are a part of the body of Christ. But now then, most of the time when we are in ourselves, we live our own lives, that which mostly represents our old nature. So if any man be in Christ, you know, this is a very serious subject that we need to understand. If anyone be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are not kept aside, but it says old things are passed away. They are passed away, they are gone. We no more linger with them, we no more hold them, we no more taking them for a ride, we no more in connection with them. They are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. All things, that which concerns the life in Christ in us, all things are become new. So my brothers and sisters, this is something that is quite a serious of a question that need to be rekindled in us, or needs to be constantly reminded, and we need to be taking serious measures. The Bible says, when we accept Jesus Christ, not just Jesus Christ, when we accept Christ as our Savior, you have got to accept Him as your Savior. We are born again and become a new creature. Our spirits becomes alive to God. When we are born again, we become new creature. That's evidently true. And our spirits become alive to God. Now, let's listen closely. In this new life, is this new life in us as evident for others to see? The new life that is inside of us, is it as evident for others to see? You know, like suppose we wear a new scarf or a new coat. People say, wow, a new scarf and a new coat. But the new life, which remains new no matter how long we have been into it, it's always new because it is eternal life. Our bodies grow old, but our spirits never. So however old we are, the evidence of new life should be apparent in us. I possess a new life. I am a possessor of new life. The newness of life should be always new in us. So the evidence of new life or the new birth or the Holy Spirit nearly means the same. Long many years ago, as I was studying on the subject of resurrection, it struck me of three instances in the Bible of people who were brought back to life. Or in fact, people who were restored to life. And I want to specify these three instances vividly so that it could be a manna for us this morning. The first part, we read of it in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 5. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 5, and verses 21 and following. Now it says, when Jesus was passed over by the ship and to the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him, and thronged. And a certain woman which had enthroned him, right? Now, let me tell you, when Jesus went, because Jairus called him with great faith, if you come, my daughter shall live. So, when Jesus finally goes to his house, you know, we see in the later portion of the scriptures, we read from verse 34, And he said unto the daughter, thy faith has made thee well, go in peace, and be whole of thy plague. You know, let me take it a little further. You know, verse 38. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult, and them that wept, and greatly, and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, and he said unto them, why make ye this ado, and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, and taketh the father and mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, and entered in where the damsel was lying, and he took the damsel by the hand, and said unto her, Talyati cum, kumi, which is, being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel rose and walked, for she was of an age of 12 years. And they were astonished with great astonishment. And he charged them straightly, that no man should know it, and commanded that they should be given to her to eat, you know, that they provide or give some food for her to eat. Now, this is the verse 43 is what exactly I would love to say. The evidence of the first resurrection, and Jairus' daughter was raised up from the dead. He asked his people, he's asked them that that they should provide her something to eat. A good appetite is definitely a sign of new life. A good appetite is a sign of a new life. But what kind of an appetite? An appetite that is to be noted. Appetite for God and for His Word. How is our appetite for the things of God and particularly His Word? How is our appetite? It needs to be noted. So the first resurrection, that what we took the scripture of Mark chapter 5, it's something that we learn that it should have or it should create an appetite for Him, an appetite for God and for His Word. The second instance comes from the Gospel of Luke, in the Gospel of Luke chapter 7. And here we see another instance where the widow of Nain and her son had died, and Jesus raises her son. The Gospel of Luke chapter 7 and verse 15. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother. Now he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother. Now this widow's son, who was dead, when he was raised up, the boy sat up and began to talk about what is like his own testimony, what he learned and what he saw. So he began to talk, he began to tell. What a story that he began to tell. Do we have something to tell? This is something like, we have a new life, we have received life from Christ, but we have nothing to tell to people. We are all empty. We are all insignificant. If there is nothing, we do not lift our voices to say anything about the glory of Christ. That means we really do not have much of evidence of this new life. The third thing we see comes from the Gospel of John chapter 11. That is Lazarus being raised from the dead. And I want to tell you that the account of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead reminds us that when we receive that new life from Christ, there are often things from our past life which still affect our walk with Jesus, and which have to be removed, and lo, I am with you till the close of all ages, says the Lord. You know, when we are raised, when we are being given this new life, remember, we walk not alone, but we walk with Christ each day. As Jesus says, lo, I am with you to the close of all ages. We walk with him. He is with us to the close of all ages. You know, just forget all ages, but to the end of our life, he is always with us. So we read that Lazarus came out of the tomb and was still bound in the grave clothes. And Jesus told them to loose him and let him go. The evidence of having new life is getting rid of our old grave clothes so that we can enjoy all the blessings of freedom in our new life of following Jesus. Jesus, as we sing in a song, he is the joy of living. But if we are imbibed with all our grave clothes, our old natures, our old life parameters are always bounding us to the earth, how can we really have the joy of Jesus? So we see when Lazarus eventually was raised, Jesus commanded them that they loose him. That they loose him and let him go. My brothers and sisters, you know, our culture, our fashion, our tradition, and all our practices is just like the old life, the previous life, the life of slavery, the life of bondage, the life of blindness is still continuing in our Christianity, in our new life. That means we are still bound. We need to get rid of all our grave clothings and enjoy following the Lord Jesus in the newness of life. My brothers and sisters, I do understand that God is guiding us. He has not left us. May we realize that there is a testimony of our spirit and the testimony what we speak with our own mouth. You know, with our mouth we say, oh, I did this and I did that and I want to thank God for this. But right deep down within our spirit, the spirit that which bears witness and testifies to God, oh Lord, I know I am not walking to that stature. There are better people who walk more precisely to your word, O Lord. There is a cry, a different cry that comes from our spirit. But when we speak through our mouth and our lips, and it is just an exterior testimony. But let the words rise and come from deep within. Let it be the testimony of our spirit. So, my desire, may we all, with the help of the Holy Spirit, be able to display these and other attributes of the new life, which is to be found in following Jesus. It is my earnest prayer, my brothers and sisters. May the Lord help me and help each one of us to show that I possess a new life within me and that I can only do it by your Spirit, Lord. Lord, please give me the real hunger for your word. Secondly, give me a desire to tell others about you, that I may speak and testify. And thirdly, Lord, that I may walk a walk that is unhindered by old grave clothes, Lord. Make me to be just and righteous in your eyes. It is not possible, but nothing is impossible with thee, O God. With thee all things are possible. I surrender my life to you. May it be a blessing, may it be an admonition for me, Lord, each day and each moment, as we hear, as we listen to you and obey your word. Grant us strength and peace. In Jesus' name, Amen. Stay blessed, my brothers and sisters. God be with you. And may these words be your words of encouragement, and let it motivate you to do justly and walk humbly in His presence. God bless you. Take care till we meet tomorrow. Have a nice day. Praise God. Thank you.